bear a rogue nation. Asmara is certainly one of the safest cities in the world. The chance of being mugged there is on a par with being hit by a comet. But then, police states tend to be very safe, and they also tend not to appeal to tourists. The last time I was allowed in, the words of a frail Italo-Eritrean I had met echoed in my head. The old man was determined to spend his last years there, but was clearly baffled by my interest in the city. Asmara is a good place for people to retire to, he said. But there is nothing here for the young.
Journalist and author Michaela Rong was reading her essay in the series Unknown Cities. Tomorrow it's the turn of Simon Calder to wax lyrical about Holguín in Cuba, very different from the capital, but worth the detour if you can get there. That's tomorrow night at the same time here on Radio 3, a quarter to 11. And just to say, you can download each essay from the Radio 3 website. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio, and you can listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock now, and time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Yeah. Well, that was music recorded in a solar-powered studio in the forests of Cameroon in West Africa. The musicians, Orchestre Bakabine, are hunter-gatherers from the Central African rainforest, and they take great pleasure in putting all the royalties from their CD sales back into the community. And hello again from me, Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm here with you until 12:30. The Banach Shan Ensemble take their name from that sort of roof of the world area between northern Afghanistan and Tajikistan. Their setup player, Mokhtar Mubarak Gadamov, has set words of a well-known poem by Hafiz, sung here by Aknazar Alovatov. Don't reproach wrongdoers so that the sins of others will not be written upon you. But just before that, I wanted to play you something from the new album from the ever-inventive Yeni Val called Innocence is Kinky. Now, Yeni's a writer and a novelist, and she always comes up with interesting lyrics, often very explicit and thought-provoking. This track, which is OK for radio play, is called Mephisto in the Water.
Thank you. به رندان مکنه زاهد پاکیز اسیریش که گناهی دیگران بر تو نخواهن نویش که گناهی دیگران بر تو نخواهن نویش من هگر نیکم هگر بد تو برو خود را با عاقبتی کار که کیش همه کس طالب یار است چه هوشیار و چه مست همه جا خانه عشق است چه مسجد چی کنیش همه جا خانه عشق است چه مسجد چی کنیش ناامیدم مکن از سابقه لطفی ازل تو پسی پرده چی دانی
Yeah.
Music there from the Pamir Mountains. They're only a little lower than the Himalayas. Mukhtar Mubarak Kadamov playing setar in his setting of a poem by Hafiz, sung there by Aknazar Alovatov. And the poem translates roughly as, "Don't reproach wrongdoers." And Yeni Val first from her new album, which is called Innocence is Kinky, and that's just out on Runa Gramophone. Quercus are on tour at the moment. That's June Tabor, Ian Ballamy and Hugh Warren. They're at the Sage Gateshead tomorrow, Warwick Arts Centre on Saturday and LSO St Luke's on the 30th. From their new album, here's a beautiful setting from Houseman's Shropshire Lad, Ian Ballamy's arrangement of George Butterworth's music, The Lads in Their Hundreds.
In their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's lads from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor there. And there were the rest, are the lads who will never be old. From the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to count are the stalwart and many the brave, and many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave. Know them, I wish there were tokens to tell those fortunate fellows that now one can never discern, and then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell and watch them depart on the way that they will not return. Stare all you like, but there's nothing to scan, and brushing your elbows unlooked for and not to be told, they carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man. The lads who will die in their glory and never be old. Thank you.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow coming for the fair. There's lads from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor there. And there will the
Well, I defy you not to cry when you listen to that album. That's Quercus, June Tabor, Ian Ballamy and Hugh Warren, and that moving setting of Houseman's Words. Quercus are currently on tour, as I mentioned. The Sage Gateshead tomorrow, then on to Warwick and LSO St Luke's in London next Tuesday. The Dutch band The X have in recent years set up an annual collaboration project in Ethiopia, concerts, workshops and projects with local musicians. In 2009, they took the French band Silent Block with them, who perform with tables full of instruments they've made themselves and various electronic devices. Xavier Charles is one of the members, whom you might also know as the brilliant clarinetist with Dans les Arbres. And Terry from The X and Xavier found themselves playing in the hotel bar. Thank you. the playful world of Fly Agaric, who emerged from the Fire Collective. That was Chanson d'Ivron from the album In Search of Soma, an Alex Bonny production which automatically brings a seal of quality. And that followed on from Xavier Charles and Terry X and The Bell, recorded in Ethiopia in 2009 as part of the X's ongoing Ethiopian projects and collaborations. Now, one more track this week from the new album by Van Dyke Parks. As you may have gathered, I really like it. Song Cycled is the title, and from that, this is Wedding in Madagascar.
Thank you.
The Yemon Lushan Trio. Yemon always so much in demand as a fiddle player. He's as at home in the world of jazz and contemporary and classical music as he is with traditional music. And that's from his trio's new album, its opening travelling song. And before that, Van Dyke Parks and Wedding in Madagascar from his new release, Songs Cycled. The Yemon Lushan Trio, by the way, are at the Bath Festival this year. They're there on the 31st of May at lunchtime in the Guildhall in Bath. Trilok Gurtu's new album features the beautiful trumpet playing of Nils-Petter Molvær on a couple of tracks. Here's Miles Davis's Jack Johnson and Black Satin.
Thank you.
from Trelock Gertu's album Spellbound. Nils Petter Molvær joining in on Miles Davis's Jack Johnson and Black Satin. Over the last couple of days, I've played you music to lament the death of two composers. First, Ockeghem on the death of Gilles Bachois, and yesterday, Josquin on the death of Ockeghem. Guillaume Dufay wrote music intended for his own deathbed. He even changed the words to read, "Have mercy on thy servant, Dufay." But unfortunately, on the day he was dying, a canon at the cathedral died earlier, and so the choir boys were otherwise engaged when Dufay went to meet his maker. But here's the music he wrote, Ave Regina Celorum, sung by the Clarks Group, directed by Edward Wickham.
Oh.
Oh, there's so much good music on that album. That's the title track from the solo album by the Weekend Guitar Trio's Robert Jurjendal, Source of Joy. Following on from Ravel's imagined picture of birds lost in the heat of a sombre forest in Oiseau Triste, played there by Louis Lorty. And first of all, the last of my choices this week from Composers' Laments on the Death of Composers. And today that was music Dufay wrote to provide comfort for himself on his own deathbed. But that was never to be, as the choir boys were summoned away to mourn the death of a canon in the cathedral. Dufay's Ave Regina Coelum was sung by the Clarks Group, conducted by Edward Wickham. Leeds, 2010, and six young composers and improvisers got together and formed Shatner's Bassoon, music that negotiates a path from the darkly beautiful to the throbbingly sinister, humorous and surreal. Earlier on this year, they were touring to promote their new album, Aquatic Ape Privilege. And from that, this is How You Make a Buck. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do like them. Shatner's Bassoon, and This Is How You Make a Buck from their album Aquatic Ape Privilege. And with that, it's almost time for me to go. Tomorrow night in World on Three, Lopa Kattari introduces the Indian violin duo Ganesh and Kumaresh. And on Monday in Jazz on Three, Jez Nelson revels in the art of the piano trio with two trios, one with Matthew Shipp and the other one, the unmissable Phronesis, who are really on fire at the moment. That's Monday night here on BBC Radio 3. And I'm going to end Late Junction for this week with a Neapolitan lullaby from Philippe Yarouski and Lord Peggiata. But just before that, Samba Touré, who comes from Mali and is passionate about his country and pours out his worries in his new album Albala. From that, this is Ago Jamba. Life betrays us, he sings. We don't all have the same opportunities. Nobody is born rich, but we all have the same value. Till next Tuesday, good night.
Sidam jara boiro se no hanni suwi agwa jamba.
Ago jamba,
ago
Sena chose a visi by Aikadam. A la carla chose a cherafonder.
Good morning from me, Susan Sharp, and a warm welcome to Through the Night, where first we're paying a visit to the 2011 Proms to hear Gianandrea Noseda conducting the BBC Philharmonic in symphonies by Beethoven and Liszt, and in the fifth of Saint-Saëns piano concertos with Stephen Hough as soloist. The Beethoven is his fourth symphony, one of his most cheerful and appealing works, which, as Lindsay Kemp, who wrote the programme note, put it, purrs with the mature assurance of Beethoven's so-called middle period compositions. Compared to the symphonies on either side of it, the Eroica and the Fifth, the Fourth is much more relaxed, yet it has that same forward propulsion and muscular strength which typifies so much of Beethoven's music.
Thank you. Thank you.